Make space in your calendar for this Halloween goodie. Celebrate the scary season at Sydney's iconic after-hours Australian Museum event, an event called Jurassic Lounge Halloween Edition. And did we mention it's adults only? See the nation's first museum filled with drag queens, DJs and possibly a few mad scientists for good measure. It's happening on Saturday 25th of October from 6:30pm for one unbelievable night only. Thank you, thank you. Joining me now is Australian Museum's Director of Museum Experience and Engagement, Richard Dilley. Hey Richard, how are you going?
Hey, good morning, Danny. Very well, thanks. How are you?
Very well. This is very exciting, a Halloween edition of Jurassic Lounge. Now, Jurassic Lounge is an adults-only after-hours event, which the Australian Museum has been doing since 2009. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. It's become quite an establishment in Sydney's annual calendar, and this is a very special Halloween edition of our Jurassic Lounge. So it absolutely promises to be a night to remember. So much stuff going on. I know that you've given us a great overview, but all things from our drag performances, DJs, spooky science sessions. So it's going to be an absolute delight.
And you got like a silent drag show. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, we're always looking for new ways to bring the museum to life and bringing in some fantastic drag queens in a silent scream disco should be something pretty novel, pretty new and a great fun event for everyone who's in attendance.
Adults only, but educational as well. You got some brainstem sessions.
Absolutely. Well, I think what's really important is that we stay true to our roots as the Australian Museum. So this is a really great way of bringing science and culture to life in a very different light. We're encouraging visitors to dress up, get spooky, have lots of fun, but I think most importantly, learn some different things, whether that's through brainstem sessions all the way through to understanding learning new skills, for example, such as our hands-on workshops. We've got origami going on and even a scab lab for special effects artists, actually helping you to create some really gruesome wounds.
Wow. Okay, then. So this is sort of, it's not your CGI special effects. This is real-life physical stuff. Well, that's great. So that'd be a really cool thing to get you sorted for Halloween, actually, there on the 30th, because you're there on the 25th of October, so people can work out how to sort of make realistic-looking wounds and things like that for their Halloween night.
Yes, indeed. Learn your skills, and if you can keep them on until the 31st, wonderful. But if you shower between, then make sure you pay attention and learn the skills.
Yeah, but you'll learn the skills to reapply before Halloween. What are you sort of looking for when you're putting together events like this?
It's really about doing or delivering something iconic. The Australian Museum is an iconic institution, so it's only important that anything that we do in terms of our after-hours events is something that's truly special, truly different. And the team has spent an awful lot of time working with specialists, performers, really great acts who are absolutely going to bring this to life.
Are you going to keep on expanding the things that Jurassic Lounge is doing? So you've got a Halloween version happening. Any chance of like a Valentine's Day version?
Well, you are romantic. Yes, potentially. I mean, I'm relatively new to the museum, and I'm looking for all sorts of different ways to bring these iconic events to Sydney. Jurassic Lounge has been, as you mentioned, a success for many, many years now, and it'd be a wonderful way for us to diversify our products into the future, bring some new audiences down to the museum. They are truly incredible events. So, really looking forward to seeing people there in a couple of weeks' time.
Richard Dilley, Director of Museum Experience and Engagement for the Australian Museum, talking Jurassic Lounge Halloween edition. I think I like it when you call me an old romantic. I certainly enjoy the latter. I'm not so keen on the former. But we do what we can do. And there's heaps of other stuff happening there at the university at the moment. We've got Relics and New World Rises.
That's correct, yes. So as a bonus to the Jurassic Lounge tickets, we're actually opening up our current exhibition, which is Relics, A New World Rises. It's a Lego-inspired exhibition focused on a dystopian future where minifigures have taken on everyday objects. It's absolutely fantastic. We're in the middle of school holidays, so it's being enjoyed by lots and lots of people at the moment, but a great opportunity to enjoy it with a bunch of your friends in quite a different environment in the evening.
Yes, because it was cooked up by the mad geniuses that are Lego Masters winners Jackson Harvey and Alex Towler.
You are so correct, and they are fantastic boys. They've been wonderful to work with, so please do come along and see some of their marvellous creations.
Well, I do follow a lot of Lego news. I don't know if I should be putting that out there in the public sphere. But it's there. If you want to find out more, australian.museum. Richard Dilley, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny. Have a great day.